Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dagdag.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. Today, Professor John Esposito, who gave that lecture in the University of Kentucky, will be talking about Sharia. He will be educating his audience about Sharia, a subject he maybe does not know that it does exist, or he does not know what's in it, or maybe, once again, he really knows everything about Sharia, but the millions of dollars which he received from Saudi Arabia not only blinded his eyes, but it also blinded his heart that now he does not know his right hand from his left hand, which means he is simply lying to all the American people to continue to teach his propaganda Islam, to continue to appease and please the people who owned him by their millions of dollars. Does Sharia really exist in America? And what is in Sharia? This is a question which I will do my best to answer in our study, as we will critique the propaganda Islam of Professor John Esposito. And without further ado, here he is, Professor Esposito.
And the Sharia frenzy. The Sharia is coming. It's coming to America. Some 29 states have attempted to introduce anti-Sharia legislation. The first was Oklahoma. 76% of the population voted in a referendum. Probably 75% didn't even know what Sharia was. They probably thought it was a Muslim woman who was dangerous.
I do not know if Professor Esposito is really that ignorant of the topic of Sharia once again, or he is just simply lying to the American people. He's talking about the Sharia frenzy and those who claim that Sharia is coming to America, as if this is not what is already been happening all these last 40 or some years. This is not a joke, America. This is not a subject to be taken lightly. It is a problem. It's a big problem. When the Egyptians realize it, they remove our president, Mohamed Morsi, and all his people from power. Many of them were killed. But here in America, Professor Esposito is making fun of it as if it does not exist, or if that the Muslims who live in America are not forcing it on us already. This is so ridiculously foolish way of looking at the most important danger, which will take America away from the American people and will give it to the Muslims, Sharia. And once again, I like Professor Esposito's statistics. He is 100% right. 29 states in America attempt to stop the Muslims from practicing Sharia in their state. Well, if Sharia does not exist, all these people speaking against Sharia in 29 states are just lost. They're lost in their mind. They do not know what they're talking about. They're just making a big deal out of nothing. And notice a good example he gave to us. It is in the state of Oklahoma, where he said 76% of the people voted against Sharia. They voted against something that does not exist. They're just paranoia about nothing. And what is so amazing, that even though 76% of the people of Oklahoma said no for Sharia, there were enough stupid people, which is roughly around 24%, who said yes for Sharia. So why the liberals on the other side of the aisle said yes for Sharia? If that subject of Sharia does not really exist, not in Oklahoma or anywhere else in America. And don't forget that the Muslims who live in Oklahoma voted for Sharia. Yes, indeed, that's exactly what happened in Oklahoma. Now, I would like to ask a question for Professor Esposito. If Sharia is not a real problem, and Muslims in America do not have anything in their mind about forcing their Sharia, their Islamic law, on the people of America, why do you think CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Muslim Brotherhood, these are the Muslim lawyers in America who wear suits and ties. These are, by the way, your friends, Professor Esposito. Why did those people fight that vote of Oklahoma? If there is nothing to worry about and Muslims do not care about practicing Sharia in America, why did your Muslim lawyers fight it and win? the case by using a liberal judge by the name Vicky to turn over the vote of the 76% of the people of Oklahoma. Maybe, my friends, you do not know what I'm talking about. So listen carefully to what I'm about to share with you. Here is the true case of Sharia and the state of Oklahoma.
A federal judge in Oklahoma on Monday barred the implementation of a ballot initiative passed by 70% of voters in Oklahoma that would have forbidden state courts from considering Sharia law in their decisions.
Now, I'm not going to bore you by reading to you the 15 pages which Judge Vicky Miles LaGrange wrote about her decision, but let me give you just a summary so we can learn something Professor Esposito is unaware of. Here we go. This is written in 29 of November 2010 by CNN Supreme Court producer. As I read, a federal judge in Oklahoma has issued an order putting on hold the certification of a ballot measure that forbids state courts from considering or using international laws as well as Sharia or Islamic law. That permanent injunction will allow the judge more time to consider the constitutional issues raised by State Question 755, which was approved by voters earlier this month. Judge Vicky Miles LaGrange had earlier issued a temporary restraining order in favor of the Council of America Islamic Relations Care, which had sued to nullify the law completely. Here we go, Professor Esposito. Your friends from the Council on America Islamic Relations, the jihadi who live with us here in America, those whom you are in love with, rejected the decision of the 76% of the people of Oklahoma. The people spoke, and that is the beauty about America, and they said, we don't want the Muslims to practice Sharia Islamic law in our state. But that wonderful liberal judge in your side, who was appointed by Mr. Bill Clinton, literally turned the vote upside down. She throws the votes of 76% of the people of Oklahoma in the garbage can to please and appease the Muslims of Oklahoma. Why? Because that's exactly what they have in mind. Once again, there was a big problem, and thank God the people spoke. And now we say, what a misfortune to have a liberal judge to stand up with the Muslims of Oklahoma against the people of Oklahoma. And by the way, there is not even 1% Muslims living in Oklahoma. But why did CARE care so much about nullifying that law completely? Because that's not going to fit in their agenda. They're here to practice Sharia Islamic law, and they are doing a great job in America in the last 30 years or so. And now the people of Oklahoma will hinder their work. But thank God we got you, Professor Esposito. You're going to help them. I know for sure you will. More money in your account. Just keep speaking and educating our future generations, the youth of America. And that will turn the story upside down, as Judge Vicky Miles LaGrange did in the state of Oklahoma. And Professor Esposito, when you mocked the people of Oklahoma by saying that 75% of the 76% of the people who said we do not want to have Sharia in our state, and accuse them to be stupid and they do not know what Sharia is, by assuming that maybe Sharia is a Muslim woman who was dangerous. Trust me, Sharia is much more dangerous than any Muslim man or Muslim woman. That's why the Muslim of Egypt who hate Sharia, those who they call themselves moderate, I just call them Muslims in name only, because they do not know Islam. They fought Sharia in Egypt, and they did not allow the Muslim Brotherhood, who are winning here in America, to take over America. They did not allow them to take a place in Egypt, even after they were in power for a whole entire year. Once again, many of them have been put in prison, and the rest were killed by the government of Egypt, because the people of Egypt know how dangerous Sharia is. Not like yourself, who think it is not dangerous at all, or maybe it is not here. Either conclusion makes you not a very smart man at all.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
Let's continue a little bit more with Professor Esposito to see what else he's going to tell us about Sharia.
I'm doing a book for Oxford University Press called What Everyone Needs to Know About Sharia, and dedicating it to Michelle Bachmann, Rick Santorum, and, I mean, they're the leaders in this frenzy. What's his face? He was the speaker, Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich gave a speech in which he said early on, and that helped set it off, the federal government, you know, if I get into office, the federal government should pass anti-Sharia law.
Yes, indeed, my friends. Professor Esposito is going to write a book for the Oxford University Press, and he's going to call it What Everybody Needs to Know About Sharia. And he's going to dedicate it to the conservative Americans who have the boldness and the guts to speak against Sharia. And he thinks it's funny. And maybe you think he's joking. I'm not surprised. I mean, that speech he gave 7 years ago, so maybe by now he already wrote that book. And if he had wrote that book, it means he made few millions of dollars from the Muslims of the world, especially the Saudi rich. They will pay people like Professor Esposito because they're using them as useful idiots to brainwash the rest of us in America that we will continue to be in our coma and will never believe that there is anything wrong with Sharia or Islam. Notice here that Professor Esposito does not like Michelle Bachmann, he does not like Rick Santorum, he does not like Newt Gingrich, and I guarantee you he does not like George W. Bush, and for sure he hates the guts of Mr. Donald Trump, because that's the reality of the liberals of America. They love the Muslims, and they love Islam, they love Allah, and they love Muhammad, and they hate everything else we stand for in this country as a Christian nation, as a free world. Well, let's continue a little bit more with the nonsensical teaching of Professor Esposito concerning the subject of Sharia.
I remember when I saw it, I thought, where's this coming from? I mean, I don't know any group that's trying to introduce Sharia. I don't even know if he knows exactly what Sharia is. I mean, the fact is, Jews live according to the Torah. Christians live according to what they see as God's law, and Muslims do too.
I do not know where Professor Esposito lives. He maybe live under a huge rock somewhere in New York, and he does not have access to the outside world. He does not know anything about internet. He never watched TV shows or listened to radio broadcasts or read any books or newspaper. He lives in his own world. He's a busy man. He's just working so hard to brainwash the future generation of America by his lectures and by his books. He said, what? Where is this coming from? What is talking about? Where is the talk about Sharia is coming from? He said, I don't know any group who are trying to introduce Sharia. Excuse me. They're called the Muslims of America, sir. And they have been doing that for the last 35, 40 years or so. And they're moving on with their agenda while you're busy mocking the conservatives and making fun of the Christians. I don't know if he knows exactly what Sharia is. Yes, indeed, I guarantee you, if any of those conservatives spoke about Sharia, they may thought about it not once, not twice, but maybe 100 times before they open the list, because they know that there is people in America like Professor Esposito who will do everything to destroy them if they cross the line of political correctness and the line of stupidity of the liberal Democrat and the lefties, and they speak the truth about anything, especially when it comes to Islam. If it was not for people like you, America will be easily saved from Sharia and from the Muslims whom you are in love with. But because of people like you, this country will go down fast, faster than we ever think. Professor Esposito continued to say, listen carefully now. I mean, the fact is, Jews live according to Torah. That is the first five books of the Bible. You mean Jewish people do not believe but in the first five books? And the rest of the 39 books are just extra for nothing? Professor Esposito talks like Muslims because that's exactly what he learned from his Muslim teachers. You see, that is a problem with liberals like Professor Esposito. If you ask him anything about Christianity, he will tell you, here's what my Muslim professor taught me about Christianity. Okay, so now we know the Jewish people live by the Torah. What about the Christians? Well, he said Christians live according to what they see as God's law. Excuse me, what? What they see as God's law? It's called the New Testament, sir. It's called the Christian way of life, sir. Something you do not know anything about because you're just simply a good liberal, Democrat, lefties, Catholic. That's who you are. You know nothing about Judaism nor Christianity. What about the Muslims? Professor Esposito said, and Muslims do too. Wow, you see the problem? He's comparing Islam to Christianity to Judaism, and the Muslims are just as good as the good Jewish people and the good Christian people. Everyone follow his book. Can't you see anything wrong with that useful idiot? He does not see that there is anything wrong to compare apples to eggs. He thinks everything is the same. We all just follow our laws, whatever laws our gods give to us. But listen carefully, once again, to what Professor Esposito thinks about Islam. He said, Muslims do too what? Here we go, listen carefully.
And Muslims do too. Not in terms of talking about using beheading people, etc., but they pray five times a day. That's Sharia. They fast, they whatever.
So now I know who does not know anything about Sharia. It's not Michelle Parkman. It's not Rick Santorum. It is not Newt Gingrich. It's not Usama Dakdok. It is the useful, ignorant, idiot, Professor John Esposito. He said, and Muslims do too. What do? They follow the religion of Islam. They follow the teaching of the word of Allah in the Quran. They follow the sunnah of Muhammad. They follow the laws which they believe it to be the final, perfect word of Allah to practice. But then he said, not in terms of talking about using beheading people. And then he had the word, etc. Excuse me, what? So what is Sharia? He said, hey, listen carefully. But they pray five times a day. That is Sharia. They fast or whatever. And that is the end of the knowledge of Professor John Esposito concerning the topic of Sharia. What a great ignorant professor. He does not know anything about Sharia. But he's going to lecture us. He's going to teach us. He's going to correct each and every one of us because we know what's in Sharia, and he will call us Islamophobic people, and we should not be allowed to live because he knows it all and we know nothing. Professor Esposito, do you know that the five daily prayers you're talking about is not in the Quran? Yes, indeed, sir. You heard me right. The Quran never said for Muslims to pray five times a day. I challenge you or any Muslim to show me where in the Quran we learn about the five daily prayers. This is in the Hadith. But the Quran talks about beheading. Not beheading. Just the fasting and the prayer, because there are two things American people like, or they have no objection for Muslims to do. What about the verses in the word of Allah in the Quran where he clearly taught the Muslim believers to behead? To behead who? The infidels. To behead who? The Christians. To behead who? The Jews. Those whom you always compare the Muslims to. And by the way, the beheading does not stop with the Jews and the Christians, but it goes all the way to anyone and everyone who will not submit to Islam. Now we know how ignorant Professor Esposito is. Now let me share with you a couple verses from the Quran to prove to you that the beheading is one of the important foundations of Sharia, of Islam. If we go with me to Quran chapter 8 and verse 12, it says, when your Lord revealed to the angels, I am with you, so make firm those who believed. I will cast a terror into the heart of those who became infidels. From Quran 572 and 573, we know for sure that all Christians are infidels. Let's continue with the verse. So strike above their necks. If you don't understand what is strike above their necks, Professor Esposito, because that English is hard for you to understand, it is the word decapitate, sir. Decapitate, okay? And strike off every finger from them. So in simple words, Allah is ordering the Muslim believers to behead and cut off the fingers and the toes of the Christian infidels. Let me quote for you another verse in the Quran. And that's Quran chapter 47 and verse 4, where we also learn about beheading. Are you ready, sir? Here it is. So when you meet those who became infidels, give them a hug and kiss them on their cheeks. No. That's the Islam of Professor Esposito. But the Islam of Allah and the Islam of Muhammad, here it is. So strike the necks. Once again, decapitation, sir, until you have made a great slaughter among them. Now ask Professor Esposito my simple question. Why do you expect the Muslims who are practicing the five daily prayers, which is not actually in the Quran, not to practice the command of Allah in the Quran to behead the infidels, which is written throughout the pages of the Quran? Sir, you see the problem, my friends? Professor Esposito is so ignorant of the topic of Sharia, and he's so ignorant about everything about Islam, but he knows exactly how to mock those who said, we don't want to have Sharia in America. That is, we don't want to have Muslims practice their barbaric savage cult in America. Because trust me, the same Muslims who are killing their own children in America, and we have hundreds of cases because they practice Sharia, Islamic law, concerning apostasy, or concerning adultery, or concerning the whatever issues which dishonors the family, the same Muslims who will practice the rest of the teaching of Allah in the Quran to your children, just give the Muslims enough time to have the power in the land. And with the help of people like Professor Esposito, for sure they will come to that point. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.